What do you call a round fruit that people eat for breakfast a lot?
Grapefruit?
The smaller one.
The orange?
Mm-hmm. And what do you call a little vegetable that's red on the outside, people eat in salads? Is that
cherries? Plum?
No, this is a vegetable that's, it has a very sharp flavor.
Oh, cranberry? No.
And that is one, but this is a different one. It's white on the inside and red on the outside. Sometimes people use them for decorations on salads and cut them in little flowers. And
I know what it is, but it came cold and I said, my mind's not working this morning.
Oh, you're doing fine. So you can't think of that one?
No.
Okay. I'll go come back to it. Now, the vegetable.
Well, now, it was not an olive that you just.
No, I was thinking about a red one. It's bright red. And sometimes they're sliced up. And sometimes you can. I know we learned how to do this in home ec when I was in high school in Savannah. You get one, you wash it off, and then. You cut it this way, and you cut it this way.
Not a radish, is
exactly.
I've seen radish roses and all kind of pretty things made out of a radish.
The radishes grow here?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And, let's see, what about a vegetable that's orange-colored, or red-colored, really, about this big around, and you put it in salads and... Funny how hard these things are to describe. Just an ordinary, everyday kind of vegetable. You said your husband used to like it with rice.
Oh, tomatoes.
Yeah. And what do you call the little teeny tiny ones?
The cherry, well, there's a little cherry tomato.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a smaller one, a little bit larger one called a plum tomato. I reckon they may be all about the same thing.
Okay. And have you ever heard sweet potatoes called anything besides sweet potatoes?
Yes, I have, but by that, like I am something else. Well, I've heard it called something besides that.
Okay, well, have you heard them called yams?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, would that mean exactly the same thing as the sweet potato?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about a white vegetable that's about as big around as my fist and they smell strong? They make your eyes water when you cut them up.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what about little ones? Do they grow around here? They just
I have some out there. Nest onions?
Uh-huh. I guess that's what they call
them. Yeah, have several at the root.
Uh-huh.
Bunch of little ones. They're nest onions.
Well, what about the ones that just grow one to a stalk, but they're little, you know. You can get these in grocery stores. I know these things from grocery stores.
Uh-huh. Well, the onions we grow, there's just one to it, but then it, if you set them out, they make a great big root.
Uh-huh.
And my mama used to grow an onion that she called a scallion. It didn't make a big root, and it made seed up on top of the onion.
Mm-hmm.
And she set it out, and the way that she eat them, when they get all the way up tall, she'd go out in the garden with her knife and dig a little bit of the dirt off and cut off under the ground a little bit and get a little of that white, and that top was tender, and she cooked that top, and then it'd sprout back up.
Uh-huh.
And she called it scallions.
Well, now, how did she fix the tops?
Well, she washed, cut them up and fixed them like you would mustard or something, put a little fried meat grease in them and cooked them tender.
Ah, well, that's interesting. Well, were they like leaves or?
Yeah, the onion top was like, you know how an onion top looks. Well, these were tops just like an ordinary onion,
uh-huh.
But they'd run up later on with a hard stem and make a bunch of little sets up in the top of the onion.
Mm-hmm.
Now these nest onions, their sets, their little bulbs is in the dirt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.